Blog Talk Radio.
So, I have to say, Statewide Chip, what do you want to tell the listeners and the fans out there? You've got fans who know who you are. What would you like to tell them about our 700th live show and beyond? What would you like to tell the folks?
Well, I would definitely like to just tell everybody that the 700 is definitely not the end. We're going above that, above and beyond.
Yeah.
So 700 is definitely a big milestone. Congratulations to you and the Air Radio Network. But 700 is just the beginning. We're going to get there a million times over. So I just want everybody to go ahead and stay tuned and pay attention to what's going on, because we definitely got a whole bunch of good, great, everything that's going on is definitely about to be, you know, something spectacular. So pay attention. We're making history. 700 is just the beginning.
Awesome.
It's just the beginning. So we definitely moving. Congratulations on 700, but that's just the beginning.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo Events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. And that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have 2 little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets, and if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible, but we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
But then it's like, you know, I'm kind of wondering, do they know how Terry Hines fits into this? Because you have been part of a media, I won't say frenzy, you've been part of the media and made some very, very important inroads and, you know, connections that I think that somebody needs to explore and write about or talk about or tell about. So I'm thankful that you're going to help me look back and kind of document some of the things that you have contributed to media and some of the people and lives that you've touched, because I think it's really important and people don't know because you're so humble. And if you would, just indulge me and share with the listeners some of the things that you do as Kerry Hines.
700 episodes. Well, we've arrived today. I'm Kerry Hines. When I really think about what goes through my mind on 700 episodes of the All New Hair Radio Morning Show, I always feel that I have to explain that 700 episodes of this version of the Hair Radio Show. And so that's important because everybody knows that I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 27 years. And I started the program, the Hair Radio Show, 27 years ago. So they will think that it's 700 episodes in my entire career, which is not true. It's 700 episodes of this morning version. The program, the Hair Radio Show, used to come on at nighttime, and we've had many different variations of the program over the years. We've had AM and FM radio versions, syndicated versions, versions that came on in the afternoon and evenings, replayed in different cities and markets. There was even an original 24-hour network in the early 2000s. But in 2015, started a journey of doing this radio show as a morning broadcast. And never in my wildest dreams did I ever think that I'd cross 700 episodes. 700 mornings. 700 early wake-ups with all the fans, talking about anything we could talk about on this broadcast. Things that I thought you'd want to talk about. Things that when I turn on the TV, they are not talking about. And offering support and faith and belief and strength and community. I've always believed in the ability of our people. And that's demonstrated every day on this broadcast. So I thank you. I thank the incredible, brave advertisers and sponsors who took a chance on this show. I thank the incredible artistry of the celebrities who gave us an opportunity to tell their stories. I thank the amazing industry that we get to be part of. Two worlds literally colliding. You have the hair and beauty industry, and you have the broadcasting folks. And right down the middle is Hair Radio. And on the hair and beauty side, we speak to the professionals every day. And we equally speak to the consumers, the clients, those who go in to the salons and the barbershops. We speak to the manufacturers. And after successfully telling those stories for so many years, we added the element of community. And we took the show to a whole new level by adding lifestyle elements. We realized ultimately that being in the hair and beauty industry is fantastic, and we love it. But these are more than one-trick ponies. There are many, many dimensions to the artistry of hair and beauty and living. And those are the stories that we really aim to tell here. So, as we continue on this incredible journey, I really have to say thank you. And when I say I'm just getting started, I'm just getting started. Again, I'm Kerry Hines, and let's keep it going.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes. Hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful, and moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage. And moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media. We're a business that's just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
Organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now with me, I have a very, very special guest. We're talking about industry superstar and legend, an absolute legend in the hair and beauty industry, the one and only Mr. Bernard Bronner. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's your first time joining us.
And it's such a pleasure to join you.
Thank you. So now hold it. Let's jump on in. And I have to tell everybody, you guys are hearing some of the wonderful background sounds here in New York City because we are actually out and about. Just had a wonderful opportunity to sit in one of our favorite new places here in Manhattan. So, Bernard, so I want to talk about Bronner Brothers. Let's just kind of bring everybody up to speed. Now, you guys, of course, we're looking ahead to what's next for Bronner Brothers. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yes. This is year 75 for us, and we do several things as a company. The number one is we make products. We make the BB family of products, which is Tropical Roots, African Royale, and just BB products. Then we do the world's largest multicultural hair show every 6 months. And I also, on the side, do Upscale Magazine, which is one of the few magazines. It's only Upscale and Essence now that are on nationwide newsstands. So Upscale is 31 years old now, and due to COVID, we had to little postponing of issues, but we are now back on the newsstands all over the country, and we look for a great year for 2022.
Wonderful. Now, talking about the amazing Upscale Magazine, as you just so clearly pointed out, what's one of the biggest things that you want the message to be about Upscale and reaching out to the community?
Well, I'm second generation Bronner Brothers, and the first generation, my daddy always felt like, he always used to say that a community is no better than the people in it. So he did all kinds of things to help develop the people in the community. And as a second generation leader, I've taken that even further, and I love helping the community. One of my pet things is creating jobs. I've always felt like that is the worst thing can happen, a person lose their job. I've always said that once you lose your job, you next will lose your house. Then they'll come take the car. Then the family will leave you, the kids will leave you, and if you can't even afford to feed the dog walks away. So
wow.
you don't wanna have to be in a situation where you have no financial income coming in. So I have always loved providing jobs and helping people become entrepreneurs and finding that they can it's just a joy in helping people. So that's one of the missions that I have now is, like I say, I want to be known as the person who understands what our community needs and gives it to them. And like I say, my number one thing is providing jobs.
Wow. That means so much right now. I mean, you know, we're coming out of this period, let me just put it that way. We're forging ahead with amazing new opportunities. I see so much on the horizon for Bronner Brothers, for Bernard Bronner, and all that you're doing. And I'm just very excited. And I'm going to announce this. I'm going to just go ahead and put this out. We are launching Upscale Magazine Radio. And you heard it right here, folks. What can you tell us, Bernard? What do you think this is going to be about?
I think it's wonderful. So we're going to be working together and launching for 2022 Upscale Radio. And it will have a lot of hair radio interviews and a lot of hair radio, hair celebrities.
Exactly.
And it's going to be just awesome for 2022.
Awesome. Can't be any better than that. Now, I just want to say this, Bernard, and I appreciate you taking the time. We never have a whole bunch of his time because you're a very, very busy man, and I still appreciate this in-person meeting, which we do so rarely here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. But what can you leave us with today? What words, like you inspired me as you know, I said this off air, I said it on air. Bronner Brothers certainly has led the way. None of us really would be here. You know, you guys are a big part of the whole entire black hair industry. But what kind of advice or inspirational words you can leave us with today on the Hair Radio Morning Show?
Well, the biggest thing is, we have all survived 2020, which means we are now tough and we can survive any and everything. So now that we've got all of the experience and have lived through a pandemic, We're tough. And I know Bronner Brothers and Bernard Bronner, we are going to show out for 2022 because we ready now.
All right. Yes. On that note, I want to thank you so much for being with us, and we look forward to all that you guys are going to be bringing to the table, as always. The one and only Bernard Bronner from Bronner Brothers. Who in the world doesn't know Bronner Brothers? Thanks so much, Bernard, for being with us.
You're welcome.
All right, folks, keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Bond of the Sway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
We're having conversations on hair. Today we are talking with Daryl Thompson Hair. On Instagram, it's Daryl Thompson Hair. And we want to talk about this big topic today. And everyone has been talking about alopecia and the Will Smith and Chris Rock slap and how important it is to our community about hair loss. So I want to talk to Daryl today, who is a hair weaving extraordinaire. He's been doing it for so many years, and he is the personification of an expert. So we want to ask him, how do you feel about alopecia, and do you think it is an important topic in today's society, and especially when it comes to hair weaving?
Hey, everybody, this is Eugene Davis with his conversations on hair, and his very special guest is hairstylist Daryl Thompson. So this goes on for a few minutes, and we've got a lot more to unpack today. I'll be with you and Otto and a whole entire crew of folks. So stay with us. Here, back to Eugene Davis, conversations on hair this morning.
That knows how alopecia works and understands it. And I think it's important to understand it because it's becoming to be like a big thing since the slap with Will Smith and Chris. It's just different now because people need to understand the whole point of alopecia and the importance of it. I think it definitely causes, particularly women that deal with alopecia, is definitely something that's deeper than many of us think, because some of us may have never really dealt with alopecia, so we wouldn't really understand how some women feel within themselves that struggle with alopecia. So I think understanding it more and being able to relate to it better will make a hairstylist that doesn't understand it a better person. And so I took it upon myself, later on, I want to study more about it and understand how to treat that type of thing, because it's just not my arena, but I would like to know a little bit about it so that I can see when it begins to start, or be able to have discussions with, potential clients that may struggle with alopecia. You know, there are some times where someone with alopecia may not be able to get a hair weave or a hair extension because the hair is currently going through that transition of losing the hair. So it's really important. Absolutely. To understand see what stages they're in so that you can be able to refer them out or recommend them something else as opposed to making the matters more, making the matters worse or even more challenging.
Yeah, so that's why I brought you on, because that's such valid information, and there's so much to unpack right there. And when it comes to like traction alopecia, there's a plethora of different types of alopecia, but the one I wanted to focus in is on traction alopecia, because a lot of our community, especially as African American women, they tend to associate hair loss with braids, with extensions, and not understanding, because it's something that hasn't been communicated in our communities as we were coming up as hairstylists, as we were coming into the hair space, say like 20, 30 years ago. We just attribute it to just hair loss. But there's so many things like stress, medication, like we said, traction alopecia, not having your extensions done properly, have contributed to hair loss for the woman 45 to 70, you know, because it was something that just wasn't talked about in the community. We just accepted it as is. And now that it's on the forefront of, you know, people's tongues and in the media, it's something to say, okay, wait. Maybe it is this, or maybe this caused that, you know. And when we look back at like relaxers, how we now say, okay, we're going to give a relaxer, we're going to give a Tex-Lax, or we're going to only relax up to 65%. Whereas before it was the norm to say, okay, 85 to 100% and not knowing why the hair was shedding, you know? So that knowledge wasn't common amongst, And then our community also is guilty of selling home kits, you know, allowing the novice to be able to relax their own hair at home, having no idea. All they wanted to see was it being straight. So that contributed to scalp damage and follicle damage and all the different things that have contributed to where a lot of women are past 45. In their hair condition. So my question to you is, do you run into a lot of traction alopecia? And you just stated that you do not, if you see that the scalp is damaged or the hair is damaged or too weak to carry the extension service, that you will not do it. Do you run into that a lot? And what is the demographic on who you see that has this issue?
Well, you know, me putting myself out as an expert in hair extensions and hair weaves, I get a lot of calls from women that may be struggling with some type of hair loss or some type of issue, and maybe they're assuming that I can, you know, do certain things to cover their baldness and, you know, in that area. I'm not a hair replacement expert. I do a lot of hair extensions, but when I and hair weaves, but when I deal with situations like that, I normally have to consult with them because I need to see exactly what's going on with the scalp. And a lot of times what I'm seeing is either traction alopecia or some women that may just have some kind of issue where they're losing hair and not understanding why. And so I can't put a Band-Aid over that because I don't understand, first of all, what's going on internally. So a lot of times I recommend them out to, you know, people like trichologists or dermatologists that can understand what the problem is.
Yeah.
And I think what happens is we begin to, I guess, advertise ourselves as being hair replacement experts and not really understanding what comes along with that whole big picture, as opposed to you know, segmenting what it is that you actually do and giving them an understanding, because there are a lot of situations where a hair weave or a hair extension is not going to work for a person that's struggling with that. So I see people that of all different, you know, I see some women that are white that may have that issue. I see black women that have that issue. But I'm finding that it's more, I'm finding that it's more in black women that may struggle with that issue. And so I think the importance of understanding that and really being able to identify that is important. Even with traction alopecia, you know, what happens a lot of times with traction alopecia is either the stylist is braiding or applying the pieces of hair too tight, or either the client isn't coming back on a regular basis to have that hair replaced and redone. Because, you know, there's buildup and a number of things that causes the scalp not to breathe, so then that causes traction alopecia. And then you go back and take the hair out and see that there's an issue and you put the hair back in. Sometimes it's important to give the hair a break the hair can sort of restore itself and recover and then come back. So that's just important to understand that, and that's sort of like where I am with that whole piece of the hair weaving and hair extension space.
Okay, so it's very important, not only for the consumer, but also for a stylist to understand that it's not always about making money, it's about making the right choices. And in those choices, like you said, that if you see there's an issue, you would recommend someone in trichology, because that's their expertise, to examine the scalp and examine the hair and to see what's going on a molecular level. So what my question is now is, so many people have come into issues when it comes to traction alopecia, and I just listened to what you said, and every point that you made is valid. And it's up to the stylist to be responsible also in making those judgments to whether it's not about making more money off that client, but what is doing the right thing for their hair and scalp health, correct?
Right, exactly.
Exactly. So some of the solutions that I have seen on the internet and things that people talk about, people talk a lot about black castor oil. What is your view on black castor oil for scalp treatment, say, prior to a service? Do you think it's beneficial, or do you think the misinformation about black castor oil has bombarded the internet and we need to have a better understanding of what black castor oil does and does not do?
You know, I'm actually tired of a lot of the different gimmicks that come on this new movement that people are having these discussions about this makes your hair grow or that does this to hair. But it's really, and then you're actually putting black castor oil on your hair and the hair is dry. So if you're looking for moisture, you can't put like castor oil on your hair while it's dry because it's not going to create any moisture. The only way you can get moisture is that if the hair is wet and you put oil on it. So that's just another misconception of how to use, you know, black castor oil. But, you know, I just don't feel like I don't feel like it's something that's going to make the hair grow. I don't feel like it's going to do anything really to the scalp. It's just something that people are talking about. There may be some benefits from it, but it's basically in your DNA, and it's hard for me to explain that to some people that I may have discussions with about your hair is going to grow if you use this or a certain length, and no one seems to understand that your hair is only going to grow as long as your DNA will allow it to grow.
Correct.
And that's just it.
That's
You know, black castor oil, I kind of stay away from those kinds of items, those kinds of products, because it's really not benefiting the hair. It's not benefiting the scalp. And I may have some flashback about that or some negative feedback, but I feel like it's just some type of a movement because people are really into the natural hair movement. And, you know, it's all about oils. But every oil is not good for a person's hair or a scalp. You know, everybody has different chemical makeups, and some people's hair may respond to this type of oil, whereas somebody else's hair may not respond the same way. So it's really finding out what works best for you, the individual and their scalp.
Yes, and I totally agree with that because, you know, you have so many people who swear by black castor oil. Some people swear by Noy oil, some, and it, like you said, it's all up to the individual and their hair structure, their DNA, and how their hair receives products. Some people are high porosity, where their hair is open. Then you have some of the low porosity, where the cuticle is laid down and doesn't receive product as easily. So it just all really goes down to the individual and just doing research and trying different things in order to accommodate the scalp and accommodate the hair texture and the hair type. You know, you are located in Northern Virginia, correct? Where exactly are you located? What city?
I'm in the Tysons Corner area out in the Vienna, right out of Vienna. So I'm near all of the popular malls in the, you know, the high-end shopping centers, all of the Louis Vuitton stores, the Gucci stores. I'm in that area, and I've met a lot of people in that area, and there are people that come from all different parts of the area to come see me, you know, based on the information and the skill that I have, and, you know, just maybe some of the recommendations that I've given. Because a lot of people that I see that come to visit me, I may not end up doing their hair. It may be something else that I would have to refer them out because I'm not, you know, an expert in that. And so, but it's a really nice area, and I like the area that I'm in. It's very transient, if you could say it that way.
Yes, amazing, because I went on your website, and there's only 5-star reviews. You are the man. I was like, okay, all these good compliments. I love it. Yes, 5-star. So can you give the listeners your website, please? I know I said Daryl Thompson Hair, and that's on DTH on Instagram. But let's give them your website so they can check out all your fabulous stuff that you do.
So my website is Daryl, D-A-R-R-E-L-L, thompson.glossgenius.com. And that's where it's sort of a booking site, so it kind of gives you a little bit of detail about what I do, a little more information, some illustrations and pictures of some of the foundations that I've done, and just some things that can kind of help you navigate to what it is that you feel that you need when you come to visit me.
Perfect. Daryl, I thank you for your expertise, and I thank you for always being my brother in the hairstyling industry. We always got each other's back, and thank you for your knowledge and your years of experience. You are always a pleasure to talk with, and guys, look out for more stuff with Daryl Thompson Hair and Eugene Davis Hair. We are trying to change the industry one conversation at a time. Thank you, Daryl.
You're very welcome.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com. Providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Aswaye's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
How are
Hello
you?
Hello, and good morning. I'm groovy. I tell you, you make me learn how to count higher. 700? Wow.
700 show today. Yes, indeed. It is such a great
thing. And I have to always clarify this, Mary Reed Johnson, because what folks think when I say we've done 700 episodes, well, they may think that's remarkable, but when I say I've done, you know, I've been doing this for over 25 years, then they say, oh, well, 700 is not so great. Well, let me be clear. The Hair Radio Show in different variations has been around for 27 years exactly, but the Hair Radio Morning Show is just in recent years. We've clocked 700 episodes of the three-hour live show. So that is incredible. Incredible. And yes. So, yes, and in the last year alone, I've done about 100 episodes. That's
wow.
At least. So we, well, my first year, I did over 200. So we came, Mary, we came to this in about 2015. So let me just explain, because it gets, you know, and I think, Mary, you have asked
it's
this
complicated.
Question
so really,
complicated.
700 is an understatement, extreme understatement.
This is
oh,
true.
Oh, my.
Well, I look back to 1995 when the Hair Radio Show started, and I'm careful to say that it was the Hair Radio Show. So that's what it was. We were on different, we started out in Newark, New Jersey on a local AM station there, and then I took it to an FM station in New York, the same show, and then and I said, well, why stop there? I went down, started a station in Philadelphia, you know, on a broadcasting it on a station in Philly, and then as well down in Atlanta. And I loved it because folks would listen to the same show, but on different days. And it was only 30 minutes. That's all we did. It was new. And we, you know, I said, wow, that's how we got started. So that was my first real bite of syndicating. Syndication just means that you produce a show and you put it on in different markets. And it's the same episode that's playing. So it also told me and taught me at that time that the radio show that we were doing had broad appeal, meaning that it was not just for listeners in New York or listeners in New Jersey, which is where I was based. And so from time to time, I'll come across folks now. They know that I'm based in Brooklyn, New York. My original home is Philly, got to shout them out. But they know that I'm based in New York, and they will say, are folks listening, you know, outside of New York? Or I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
It is fascinating.
You
got
to be kidding me, folks.
You were
right,
syndicated
Mary?
Before it was a thing, at least for, you know, ordinary people to understand.
It was not even a thing for them at all. There was nobody syndicating on a smaller scale or, on a micro scale. Nobody was really doing that. And so I was way ahead of my time. So I did that. My sister, she would listen down in Philadelphia. It was the first time that she had heard one of my radio shows. So that was real big for me. Even though I started out on the West Coast, it was really great. She would listen in Philadelphia on Saturdays. I always remember in Philly, we were on a Saturday morning. And she's like, I'm not going to tell you, because she had never heard me really talk in my, you know, I guess on my radio voice, if you will. So she was mm-hmm. quite surprised. So I'm not going to repeat the comment she made. I want to say half of our listeners.
Well, I have a story related to that. When I used to go to Western Michigan University, there was a girl that I held in high esteem, an upperclassman. And she would, you know, talk to us like we're talking now, just, you know, like anybody else. But when she would answer the phone, she would say, hello, this is Amelia James. And it was the cutest thing ever. And anyway, so, but you to me sound the same and as equally exciting and enthusiastic in person as you do on the radio.
Thank you, Mary. You are so kind, I tell you. And that's how we started with the whole idea of syndication at that time. So that was
you know, a long time ago, back in the 90s. And then in recent days here, but just to be clear, that was the Hair Radio Show. It's a 30-minute show airing largely at night. I think we were on at 7 and 10 at night and strange stuff like that. And then, I think in Atlanta, Philly, we were on Saturday morning. And Atlanta, I think we were on in the evening. So it was just strange. We're all over the time zone thing. Different times.
Hit all the time zones. That's good.
All the time zones. Pretty much. Now, that time, we were on those local stations. This was pre-internet. It really was. This was pre-chat time. It really was on the internet. I think you might have been starting with the little chat rooms type stuff, maybe.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
We were nowhere near, you know, internet like it is today that we know. And so from there, I went on from syndicating it to the different markets. That's when I just took a little break from broadcasting on a regular basis. And then we came along to a 24-hour internet, the internet, mm-hmm. and we just did our first show, our first network, really, back in the early 2000s, and ran with that then, took a little break, came back again, and in 2015 is when we rebranded the show, not just the Hair Radio Show anymore. It became the Hair Radio Morning Show.
And
exactly.
That's where I connected with you. That's
you
where
most
I first
certainly did. Yep. Yes. That's right. You actually, Mary, and then we're going to tell that story. That's exactly correct. Mary, you were kind enough, and Mary may not remember this, but I do. Mary was kind enough to interview me on her Hair Head Heart platform, and I just loved it so much. It was just a great connection. I've always loved Mary's voice. From the first time I heard her voice, I always loved Mary's voice, and Mary was always supportive to us. And so I'm just returning the favor. So great
Aww.
Stuff. And, yeah, really good stuff.
We keep growing
and
together.
That's what it's all about, Mary. It's about the radio community. It's about the hair community. We cross a lot of similar lines, and that is a great thing.
I know I've said this before, but you are the Kevin Bacon of radio, I tell you.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, it is kind of true that, I do know a lot of
folks. You know everybody.
Yes, it's been very a good thing. And I'll tell you why, folks, because I've never shared this, but let me just go ahead and put it on out there. I think one of the reasons is because of my background. And, I came from the world of flying around and working at the airlines on the ground, moving luggage, flying on the airplane as a flight attendant, working at the checkout counter, supervising at the airport. I've done so much. So that was my first foray into meeting celebrities. And so I would meet a ton of celebrities, and I would always ask them, hey, you want to be on my show? And I did it with Kanye West. He was one of the biggest stars that I literally asked. I did him a favor by letting his publicist and the fellow he was traveling with at that time fly up in the front of the airplane. And so, and this was when he was just kind of getting off the ground. He was pretty well known. He was going down to Florida. And so the airline that I worked for at that time had flights from New York's LaGuardia Airport down to Fort Lauderdale. And that's what he was traveling in. So since I was in charge at the time at that, you know, at that station or what have you, his folks asked if they could ride with him, and I did. He agreed to being on my show. This is a true story, everybody. So, yeah, he agreed to being on the show at that time. But, of course, that didn't materialize. I wished it had. This was before he got, entangled, if you will, with the Kardashians and all of that. But he was really, to me, this is my eyeballs. I talked and chatted with him a little bit. He was very quiet on his laptop, seated in our little area before getting on in the gate area before boarding the aircraft. He was really nice. I enjoyed talking to him. I really did. So that was me. And that really wasn't my first celebrity type encounter. He just happened to be one of the larger, you know, well-known, better-known celebrities. But my first type of, you know, I realized that there was something with this because I was at the airlines and I kept meeting them. And I would ask them if they could be on the show. And that's how we got to be great friends. And from there, others were in entertainment. So I had a lot of friends, you know, in entertainment.
Yeah, people don't realize that, you know, there are some common routes that, you know, celebrities take, or not just even celebrities. People, you know, go back and forth. You may have an office in one city and a shoot or whatever in another city. So you're taking the same flights. You get really familiar with the people who are, you know, there to help you every day. So
exactly. Just
where
you buy your coffee.
Connect spot.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's exactly what it is. I remember this one story where there was a lady, and I don't know if you guys remember her, but there used to be a TV show, and I'm here in New York. So there was a TV show probably in, like, the latter part of the 90s. That was called, this was when it was really unusual, Ambush Makeover was the TV show. And you guys can Google it. They would jump, it was about five individuals, you know, different, you know, male and female. And there was one black woman who was a little, you know, heavier, if you will. And she, all five of them or whatever, would jump out the van, literally on the street, in New York City or wherever, and surprise the person and take them into the van for a makeover. Nowadays, you can't really do that.
Well, you know, a lot
then,
of them,
you know.
Yeah, they were probably
that,
real,
then.
But a lot of those things are contrived. It just hurt my heart to
oh,
know
no,
that.
Of course.
What is that taxi show where you
the,
they
yes,
ask you
yes.
these?
Yes,
contrived. It's not even a real taxi.
Right.
But I love the concept.
Yeah, that was Cash Cab. I used to love that. But
I'll
tell you, Mary, I'll tell you what happened. There was one of the, like I said, the one was the lady. She was the only African-American on the show. And they would all dash out the van, go run up on the person, bring them into the van, make them over for the hour, half hour, whatever the show was. And they would show back, you know, come back at the end and show you the results. That show could probably kind of still work today. I used to watch it every day right here in New York, New Jersey area. And one day I'm working at the airport, standing there at the end of the corridor, and here comes the lady walking down the thing. I would spot that hair, you know, that she had anywhere. And I stopped her, and I'm dressed in my suit, you know, from working and representing the airline. And so I'm like, hi, you know, I'm in the hair business too. I love your show. I love you. Blah 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 blah. Because I really am like a huge fan of this show called Ambush Makeover. You guys should Google it if you get a chance. Please Google it. It's Ambush Makeover TV show, and you'll see who I'm talking about. And so. She stopped, we chat, we exchange numbers. She could see I'm not some, you know, crazed person. I'm wearing a uniform. Well,
yeah, right.
It's actually more so a suit, but it is a uniform suit, and it had my ID and all that, so she could see. But we exchanged numbers and information, and I was doing an event for the airport workers called Beauty Day at LaGuardia. Say I go back way back in this industry. And it was for the airline people to come over and get makeovers. So that's what I did at LaGuardia Airport. And so she came to Beauty Day, and with some other folks, we had a whole bunch of folks who came out in addition to the airline personnel, and she came back to my house. We sat down, we chatted. She's just a very sweet lady. She ended up at Fox last, or Fox TV. But really great, great memory and great stories. And I, you know, just to go back to the celebrity angle, you know, and from there, I kept on going and staying in touch with all these folks in entertainment. My past.
Now, I have a question. Were you
sure.
already doing the hair radio show at that point then?
Yes. Well, yes, I was, because I had started the hair radio show in 1995. And then I met, like in her case, in the early 2000s when I had the 24-hour network, the first time I had a 24-hour network. And so I had... And I've been doing events. I would go out and do the hair events, live events. And so I did Full Exposure. I did the one for the Beauty Days, at, like I said, at LaGuardia. And they would come out. And Farouk Hair Company, the cheap people, the ones that make the red cans everywhere, they, it just reminds me because I just interviewed them not all that long ago. At the International Beauty Show in New York and spoke with the president of Chi Hair Products. And I've been to their offices in Houston as well. They flew me out there for that. But it just reminds me, it really does. They sponsored my Beauty Day event. They sponsored I think it was a model search. That's what the Chi people sponsored for me way back when. And so I've just always been very lucky to you know, so yes, the hair radio show had been in existence ever since 95. I've always done it in some way, shape, form, or fashion. It's never gone for good. And even when we
I think it's more than luck. I think there is some divination happening here because of the opportunity. You recognizing the opportunity. People being agreeable and, you know, pursuing, you know, whatever you want to pursue. We just ride the wave with Gary. And that, I think, takes some divination. So
yeah,
good for walking it out.
It has. And I'll tell you, I figured out early on that there was something with it I never will forget. I had interviewed Ray Goodman and Brown. This is when we were at a little station, the station in Newark, New Jersey, WNJR. And I remember Ray Goodman and Brown. I think one of the gentlemen had just passed, but we had one of the other backup singers from Luther Vandross, Kevin Owens, who came to the station as well. And I remember this because they were great. They were so lively on my show, you know, on my at the station, and so wonderful and in great voice. And I remember shortly after that, they launched their own radio show on some other network or station or whatever it was. And I just said, wow, I had no idea that I would influence, like celebrities at the time. They think they're out there. If you guys don't know who I'm talking about, Ray Goodman and Brown, classic folks, amazing artists, and great voice from times, you know, gone by. So, yeah, that's how, and it kept growing from there. So you talk about Kevin Bacon of radio. I've been called the Oprah Winfrey, so I guess I can be the Kevin Bacon, too. I really have.
A good company, either one.
Yes. Oh, awesome, awesome. Yeah, I've been able to connect with a lot of individuals, but I think it's because of my writing and doing biographies or bios and being able to take pictures and, you know, I just check a lot of boxes, you know, and honing my skills and being given talent and just trying to help others who are entrepreneurs.
Well, you forgot one. You forgot
really?
One.
Really?
Ooh. Yes, the shows, you do a lot of shows, I'm going to say Atlantic City is one.
Oh, my Hair Nation Expo, yes.
Hair Nation, yes.
Yes, Mary is talking about my live big event, and I appreciate that, Mary. I got to send you a bigger check, Mary. You're doing a great job. Well, let me tell you, yes, Hair Nation Expo, because folks know about my radio shows, They know that I'm on several different, I'm on the Hair Radio Morning Show live 6 to 9 Eastern Time on Blog Talk, and then that's over now carried on two other 24-hour networks, one being hairradio.com, HAIradio.com, and then the other, of course, being Upscale Radio Network, and we'll talk about that. So I'm thrilled about that. But Mary, folks may not know this, so thank you for mentioning that. But I also, as I was saying, mentioning on the smaller satellite type things and little meetups and things like that we've done, like Beauty Day, I've also launched a real big event, and I'm looking at the signage right now in my production office here for Hair Nation Expo. I remember, starting out on a smaller scale in 2017 out in Queens, New York. And so that's how I got started at the Black Spectrum Theater. And they had a theater and seats, and we had vendors and all this. It was really nice. And that was a great way to start. It rained. But then it rained every time I tried to do this event. And that was a great beginning. And then in 2019, we took it to Atlantic City, New Jersey at the Showboat mm-hmm. Hotel, which was the first mm-hmm. time anyone has ever done a hair and beauty show on the boardwalk in the history of Atlantic City, New Jersey. So, and wow. That was the first hair and beauty show, period. And then I come along with a three-day Afrocentric hair event, which in the Northeast had not ever been done. It was a three-day Afro-focused event, which was really amazing. And so I was so proud of that, and we've been able to do that a few times down there in Atlantic City. And so that was so exciting. And I have to always thank and shout out to the forerunners for this. We're talking about the people at the amazing Brana Brothers family of events. You guys know Brana Brothers, which happens down. They have different places and all of that. My best advice is to go to BranaBros.com. That's www.BranaBros.com. You can go there and see their entire schedule. Those were the folks who have inspired me. It's not been a secret. Who've created the track, for me to follow for my events. And I've been able to do that and work with one of the most eclectic of the Bronner brothers, Bernard Bronner. And I'm shouting out Bernard, who's a great friend for me and mentor as well, and colleague and industry colleague and all those things. He also checks a lot of boxes. So real, real good friend. So real nice stuff we've been able to do. And I'm just pleased. So yes, my live big events, you guys, I'm just thrilled. And we're going to, if you want more information on Hair Nation Expo, of course, my website is HAIradio.com. It's pronounced Hair Radio with just one R in the middle. So you can go there and find out all you ever wanted to know. Is that not something, Mary?
Yes.
Now,
I've
got
to
turn to
you. On fire.
Mary, if I am, it's because of folks like yourself who have propped us up and supported us. And so that's why I want to turn to you for a moment. I want you, because again, it goes back to our first connection and Hairhead Heart. I've always loved the name and couldn't figure out which order it was.
It's
Mary,
from the top down, the hair, then the head, and then the heart, top down.
Yes. Well, I want you to tell our fans all about Hairhead Heart, and then we'll get back to some amazing memories on this celebratory day at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Well, thank you for following my journey. Hairhead Heart is a combination of things. Like you said, I check a lot of boxes. And
yes.
So the transition this year really has been from all of my time and, things I was doing in Minneapolis, where we first met, to my transition to Michigan, and Southwest Michigan. Yeah.
Wow.
And so one of the things is I'm starting a just public access thing. I don't want to take 35 years to get established here, just two. And so of the things I'm doing is starting a show here called Level Up. And through our public.
I love that name, Level Up.
Yes, because these are people who are engaging, maybe have overcome some unusual things. But anyway, they are doing things. They aren't talking about doing things. They are doing things to help the community. And so, it could be any age, any community, businesses, individuals, whatever. And giving people, I hope, inspiration to also get past themselves and level up.
That is amazing. First of all, I love the name. I absolutely love it. And I just want to say, please add with Mary V. Johnson to the end of that. Because you have many fans. Yes. You have so many fans.
Interesting. I just do it because.
Why?
Because I can, because I have the opportunity. So.
Yes.
It's a pleasure for me.
Well, what I love is that you are really highlighting folks who might not otherwise get that kind of a platform or have that kind of recognition, and you're pushing them along on their journey. And so I love that. Yeah, and good stuff. Now, I've got to say, Mary Reed Johnson, you've been doing some incredible work over the years, and I am so proud to feature your work, like I would say, all together in one place for the listeners of all of our platforms at Hair Radio and all of that. I'm just so excited that we're going to run and continue to run a lot of your work with us, and that's because folks like to hear your voice. There's something that is comforting. I call it just like a warm blanket, eating a hot pie, watching your favorite TV show. That is Mary Reed Johnson. And you've got the right name with Hair Head Heart, so that it really describes you, Mary. So good thing.
Well, thank you.
It's all true. Now, I have to tell you, and it just reminds me of where we are today. Again, if you guys are just joining us, we've been chatting up a storm. I've got the incredible Mary Reed Johnson, of course, helping us to celebrate our 700th live broadcast. 700. That means, Mary, we have talked with over 2,000 guests on this very show, just in recent years. Again, not my entire career. Sure. Well, let's break it on
this
down.
This is just the morning show.
Just
this
the morning
is only the morning show. Great.
Only since 2015, since Monday, January 5th of 2015 is when we launched the 3-hour, 6 to 9 a.m. show. That's been it. And we've done 700 broadcasts of that today. And what a great honor. So I'll tell you, when you do the math, if you really break it down, and to be quite frank, we probably have it well exceeded 2,000 guests, because what it is, if we're on for 3 hours a day, 3 hours times 700 episodes,
300. Let's stretch my math mind. Okay, that's a lot.
That's over 2,100 hours.
Yes.
Now, I can safely say each broadcast, which is 3 hours long from 6 to 9, you guys know this, Eastern, 5 to 8 Central, each show, I've interviewed at least 3 people. We're on from 6 to 9 every day. And so you guys out there, all of you fans of our broadcast, we sometimes interview 3, sometimes we interview 10. Sometimes we, so each show we have interviewed at least 3. So that's why I say, well, we're over 2,000. But the real truth of the matter is, Mary, that number could be closer to 5,000 guests right here on the show.
Wow.
So
that
is
commitment.
That is people always say that, well, you're so committed. Yes, I am, because I love what I'm doing. So I don't really take it to heart so much in terms of being like I'm overworked or overtired or exaggerated.
Well, may I give the adage? You know,
yes.
I'm good with adages. They say if you love what you're doing, you never work a day in your life.
Wow. Well, I have to say that's true. I never feel like I have that I'm getting up and going to work. It is a pleasure. My day starts at 4, technically, but it really starts before that because I usually am up well before my alarm goes off at 4 o'clock in the morning. And then I start preparation for the 3-hour live show, make sure that our 24-hour networks are all scheduled with the appropriate content, do any voiceovers that I need to record fresh of the day, research weather and news events, and continue with my calendar updates and conference calls that happen after the broadcast, which wraps at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. Then my customer service lines open up on our toll-free number. And so it's just an incredible thing that happens every day, and I'm just honored to have it and be able to be so creative. And then on other days, folks ask me to do photo shoots. I've been asked to host an event or two for others who have their hair events or do live events and entertainment. They've asked me to host an upcoming event as well. So this is what happens. And you talk about entertainment and stuff. So, you know, like I said, they will ask me to host their event. I go there and I'm able to do interviews with those artists. And it just keeps, you know, beginning, and it just keeps on rolling on down from there. So I'm just so excited to just be doing what I'm doing and, you know, doing it as well as I can do it and have the kind of effect on others that can inspire them. I'm hoping, you know, if my story can inspire, you know, one person or two, I'm thrilled. But to be able to reach, you know, literally millions of people all over the world, literally, we reach that amount of folks, and the folks who actually listen are in the thousands who have been following me for almost 30 years.
Wow.
Yes.
I know it's
repetitious,
incredible? But really, wow.
No, I appreciate it, Mary. You know, so whether they're, you know, discovering my Carapi hair products or my books, you know, folks know I have How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, or my mentoring sessions that I do offline or online, if you will.
And photography.
Photography. I love being able to take pictures. Folks always, they're always surprised that I actually do that too. But yes, I do. And you can see a lot of my photos, even if you go to my Facebook page, they have a photo section, and you can look up my work right there. It's all under my name, Kerry Hines, on Facebook. And I'll try to add some more things on my photography at my HAIRadio.com website. The only reason I don't really have it focused on my 24-hour website, on my HAIRadio.com, because there I try to focus on our broadcasting network.
Sure.
So
sure.
I try not to put the picture so much there, but they are on my social media. I'm so excited, you know, and people seem to really like my photography, and it brings me great joy to do it. I really do. So I'm always happy, and so I have to go to quite often my own events, and I'm walking around with the camera at my own events. Yeah, that happens. And so,
you know, Kerry.
Yeah.
Will there be a dramatic shift or difference with the Hair Radio Morning Show and Upscale?
Well, Upscale, and I'm so excited. That's a very good question. And for you folks who are just kind of tuning in and probably have no idea what Mary and I are talking about right now, let me just bring you up to speed here. You're listening to our very special 700th episode of this very broadcast. So I'm super, super excited today to kind of welcome you guys as part of the celebration. And to answer your question, Mary, a big shift in terms of the Hair Radio Show and all of that with Upscale. No, I'm just grateful that you can catch this broadcast, not just on Blog Talk, or you can Google it. Folks, you know, a lot of folks do that, I'm told, which you just go to google.com as you normally would, and you can literally type in five words. You type in the five words, and all of my episodes pop up. So you can go to Google and type the Hair Radio Morning Show. So those five words. And all of the individual episodes, each three-hour episode will be listed numerically there. So that's a great way that you can always find us. Or you can simply go to hairadio.com. And of course, we'll air it there, which plays a couple times there. And then on Upscale Radio Network as well, we'll be playing the same show, the three-hour show each day across those different platforms. So it's airing literally on three different platforms. And then we have other partners out there. Mary, I don't talk about all those other partners, but there are tons of other partners who carry our show. We have folks in Europe who carry our show. We have folks all over the world who tune in and listen to our broadcast. But then we have other networks who play our, you know, it's streamed over to different folks. And we're out there. We're so far out there. It's crazy. I just literally Googled the Hair Radio blog. My blog. Now, a blog is something that, you know, if you get, you know, a few thousand people to know your blog is there, you know, and especially in the old days, and blogging has taken on a whole thing. Well, we were out there way before that, of course. But I've gotten well over 50,000 page views to my blog, and I hadn't put a post in there in like 3 or 4 years. We just have so much material that's out there. If you can Google us and dice it up in different ways. You can Google Carrie Hines. You can Google the Hair Radio Show. You can Google my books. You can Google my products. You can Google, you know, we're just across the internet. We are ensconced. You know, on the internet, really ubiquitous. So I'm quite pleased at what we've been able to accomplish. And that's because
maybe
of you
then
guys.
Instead of the 7 degrees, maybe you're more like 3.
We're down to 3. Yeah.
You're everywhere.
yeah, we really are. I didn't set out to do it like that, but being able to start this pre-internet. And then when the internet came, it just kind of thrust us forward. And we are tailor-made for a digital platform. So we are tailor-made for a lot of companies out there. My big thing is the advertisers don't understand how just advertising a little bit with a small little mom-pa type business, a small, just getting off the ground digital brand on the internet makes a difference in your community. It makes a difference. Support Black radio, support women and minorities doing things out there in radio. Be a positive force for change. Please. And, Mary, that's why I had to add the moniker community. So we started, hair and beauty, but, you know, we're now hair, beauty, and community. And I'm proud of that.
Excellent.
Is that not something? Yeah.
That is good. So, yeah. Like, Ruth, and it is kind of a push to engage in media for, you know, the community. One, TV, I don't know if it's a channel exactly, but it's called Revolt, and it's about blacks and media and this type of thing.
Yeah,
but
I think
it's like
them.
it's so much more, it can't, you know, the name is kind of not reflective. It's not really that positive. And it's like, no, mm-hmm. we've been doing these great things all along, so why should we revolt? It is what it is. But, you know, they're presenting all this positive information and great helpfulness, but their name is like, it doesn't reflect it. But anyway, I wish them great success, but I like how you embrace the entire community and show the good. You just show us. And that's more genuine to me. More authentic, the fact that you've been able to retain it for so many years is a testimony.
Thank you, Mary. Listen, folks, it's the great Mary Reed Johnson, of course, from Hairhead Heart, and now with a brand new show. Mary, can you tell everybody again, just a reminder for folks who might have joined a little bit later in our piece,
sure.
Can you tell everybody a little bit more about your new show?
Sure. I am still, Hairhead Heart. So if you're looking at arts things or things in Kalamazoo or looking for actually hair services, I'm still Hairhead Heart. But one of the things that I've done in part of my new community, because I've moved from Minneapolis to Southwest Michigan, just trying to immerse myself in, remind me of the Prince thing in just a second, but everything Prince in my world. But I'm trying to immerse myself in my new community, and one of the things that I've done is teamed up a little bit with their public access network, and I'm trying out a show called Level Up, in which I've identified, a variety of people who are doing things despite, whatever barriers they may have overcome or had to overcome, or just even getting past yourself, as not being a popular part of the community. And so anyway, it's called Level Up, and, just keep me in your prayers. We'll see how it goes.
Oh, well, Mary, we are going to do everything we can to get your versions of that over on our network for whenever you can send them on to us so we can play them for all your many, many fans right here throughout our Hair Radio Show networks and our Upscale Radio networks and our Blog Talks and everything that we're doing. So please, please, just always stay in touch with us and keep us informed.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, Mary, listen, I just want to say thank you on taking a moment or two of your time to help us to celebrate 700 episodes of this incredible podcast and kind of the mechanics of it in terms of what we've been able to pull together for everybody. And we're just getting started. I'm always looking for ways to expand out and to continue to grow what we've started long ago. But we're going to continue to keep you guys informed to the best of our, I call it infotained, informed and entertained. Yeah, I love that word. I thought that was great. One of my favorite words. Infotain works really well because we want folks to be informed, but not so much bored. When the podcast, I love podcasts and the word podcast. But the thing is, sometimes it's just a person talking. And so I have never lost or forgotten the radio element, which kind of brings all the other, components into play, music and some informative talk, some laughter, for goodness sake, in addition to obviously using it to educate and bring about good in the world. And so that's what this show is about, that 700 broadcast, and so much more. So, Mary, thanks so much for being with us. Mary Reed Johnson.
Always a pleasure.
Great job. Okay, folks, keep it right here. We've got a lot more to get to this morning. Stay with us.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful and, moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and, moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media. Where business is just starting out, so I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to a very, very, very special broadcast today of the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines. It's Tuesday morning, April 19th of 2022, and it is our broadcast show number. Okay, are you ready for this? Broadcast show number 700. I call it 007 backwards. It's show number 700. And we're broadcasting live. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. As you guys know, we've been on since 6 this morning, keeping you guys infotained. I want to take a quick moment to acknowledge that was Mary Reed Johnson helping us hold down the middle part of the show. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about some of the other things that have been happening. We're going to talk about what's going on now and what you can expect in the near future right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. As we say, lots and lots and lots to unpack today. My goodness. So first, I want to take a moment to bring to the line a gentleman that you guys have gotten to know just recently. He has come to gotten on our radar over at the International Beauty Show that we were starring in right here in New York City. I want to bring to the line a gentleman from South Jersey. We are talking about, now his name is spelled the same forwards and backwards, O-T-T-O. Very, very simple, straightforward name, but it is a complex man. Good morning, Otto. Good morning, and welcome to the 700 celebration.
Gary, good morning. Congratulations, 700 three-hour
yes.
live shows. Wow. Wow,
yes,
Gary.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So, Otto, yes, I want to say, first of all, let me just ask you, and then we have some guests joining us in just a moment or two. But first, what does this mean to you to be part of this whole thing here at Hair Radio? What does it mean to you? And I'm going to see if I can find that celebration song with Kool and the Gang. Go right ahead, Otto. What does this whole thing mean to Otto?
It changed my life in all aspects. You know, enjoying, learning, and just a you know, a lifelong dream to be in the hair radio business and or, you know, things I enjoy, community. But you you really bring it. You bring it all, and I would like to thank you personally for all you do for the guests, the fans, the advertisers, and especially myself personally. Congrats, Gary, on the 700 live, 3-hour shows. I'm proud of you,
thank
man.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
Oh, that's very kind.
Amazing.
Wow.
So how are you?
Well, I
so how are
quite
you?
Expect that. Doing well, doing well. It is. Wow, I didn't expect to.
Oh, sure.
Really,
you touched my life
first. Let it just hit so deeply.
Oh, absolutely. You personally touched my life and changed my life, and can't thank you enough. And, you know, you're great for the community. I enjoy it all, Perry. Thanks again.
Well, listen, we are going to – it's a happy celebration today. And I appreciate that, Otto. We couldn't have made it over the finish line to the 700 without your great assistance, something I was able to pick up on within seconds of talking to you. And in getting to know you a little bit, we still got to unpack a whole lot more to Otto. I'm feeling we're just scratching the surface, really. But I'm very grateful that you have come aboard. And so I thank you for that. It's very heart-touching, and I didn't expect to be quite take it in so much today. I really didn't. Thought I was going to just be, oh, it'll be, you know, from $699 to $700, no big deal. But when I start to look back at all that I've been through, and I really can't think about it too much because I wouldn't be able to finish the show today. So I really can't think about it too much. I really can't. That's not an exaggeration. So let me talk a little bit about what's happening. We've got a lot going on. I want to kind of focus a little bit, Otto, on some of the folks that have made a big difference, along with yourself here over the course of the broadcast, especially in recent times. You know, I've done many celebration shows. I did a celebration at show 50, at show 100, at 150, 200, 250, 300. So you get the idea. So now we're at show number 700. So I want to first bring to the line, a very special person. Otto, who are we bringing to the line first on this incredible celebration?
Okay, we're coming to the line now. It would be Michael Hopkins. From Vet Talk Radio Show.
Wow. All right. Otto, thank you. Boy, you've got the announcer thing down. Michael Hopkins, are you there this morning?
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Yes. Well, you are on. Good morning. So you've been listening to the show. You're on with Otto as well. Good morning.
Yes, and there is
Otto,
my
are
man.
You there?
Yes, sir.
That
I'm listening to Michael.
My man, Otto.
Hey,
yes,
what's
yes.
happening, Michael?
How are you? Every
good,
time
good.
I hear Otto's voice, Kerry, I think I'm back in Philly. And him and I are sitting down at the gallery eating a cheesesteak together. They're making a cheesesteak home.
Yes, the gallery is the big mall down in Philadelphia. You guys know downtown Philly. Market Street, I believe. Listen, we have a lot of folks on from Philly. Just to kind of bring everybody up to speed, if it's your first time tuning in, you're listening to a very, very special broadcast today of the 700th episode of the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. It's Tuesday, April 19th, 2022. It's about 7:41 and 7:41 in the morning here in Brooklyn, New York. If you're out in the Central Time Zone, about 6:41. A.M. We've got Michael Hopkins. You guys know him, as Otto just introduced, as the host of Vet Talk Radio Show. So I do want to acknowledge that. Michael, what does this mean to you? Michael Hopkins, what does it mean to you? And then we're going to get the angels on in to this conversation, your producers. But what does it mean to you?
Well, first of all, Carrie, I have to congratulate you for just doing what you do. I mean, 700 episodes. And most television shows only last, what, 100 and some episodes, and then that's it?
At best.
Some of them
some
make
like,
it to what?
Like 10.
The pilot,
three.
And then they do about 3 episodes, and they put it in the can.
Yeah.
You went to 700.
Exactly.
And we're going to be with you for the next 700. We may all be having wheelchairs and canes, but guess what?
Yeah.
Even if we have to broadcast from the senior citizens' home, we're still going to be live with the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Awesome. Mm. Well, I look forward to that. And you too, right, Otto? It'll be you, me, Otto. The angels will be right there with us. Mary V. Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll
all of us. The whole gang will be hanging out.
The whole gang. That's right. Like Spanky's gang. Well, listen,
I
like that.
Carrie Hines' gang, right? Like in the Our Gang series.
Exactly. That was it. Our Gang. Yes, you remember that. That's right. You guys, we're going back now.
That's the beautiful thing when we come from that generation where we can remember all of this stuff as reruns.
Yes. And folks, if you have no idea what we're talking about, what was that? That was the Little Rascals. Let me just make
the
that clear to folks out there.
That's right.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
So, and you can Google it, all the young folks. Now, listen, I want to say this, Michael Hopkins, and Otto, of course, and we're going to get the angels on. And coming up in just about 15 minutes, we have a gentleman who's joining us as well. He'll be live with us. So we're getting into all the live chat this morning. Eugene Davis returns. He was on at 6:30 this morning with a special guest of his own. And we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up in just a few minutes as well. But first, Michael, this is big. You come on with Vet Talk today at 8:30. But it's not your regular Vet Talk. This is Vet Talk with a celebration of our 700th broadcast. But you're going to be getting into some nitty-gritty conversations about what the vet folks, you know, the fans of Vet Talk Radio Show have come to know. So what do you have in store for your fans today at 8:30 on top of our celebration?
Oh, wow. Right. Well, such an outpouring of that last show we did with a lot of the hidden benefits.
Yes.
We just had to go back and we dug up some more. And I think the fans will love the ones that we dug up. I can't tell you. Stand by and stay tuned for our show,
Vet
Talk Radio, at 8:30.
Yes. In fact, Michael, I've got a little surprise for you, too. We're going to get your Vet Talk started at about 8:20 this morning. So we're going to wake up everybody a little bit earlier. So you are going to be right on through. So I'm super excited. So if you're around a little bit, kind of stick with us at about 20 after 8, give a couple minutes. Michael Hopkins and the entire crew of Vet Talk will be joining us. And so that kind of brings me, what do you think about that, Hopkins? Michael Hopkins, the host of Vet Talk Radio.
As we say, me and my angels say, we have a saying, we say slap. And it doesn't mean Chris Rock action with Will Smith. It means sounds like
Michael,
a plan
don't
to me.
Michael, I was going to tell you, let us go to the angels. Let's get them on into the conversation this morning right here. First, I want to bring to the line, this is a young lady who I'm just so touched by. I really am, and I appreciate her support. She's the first one on our show this morning, just on and checked in and taking a moment to listen in and offer support and always make comments and keeping us in check, and especially spell check. I want to welcome Noor Jahan out of Clarkville, Tennessee, a very dear, wonderful woman, to the broadcast. Good morning, Noor.
Good morning, Carrie.
Oh, you heard that. You heard that intro.
Yeah, I heard that spell check.
Well, listen, we just appreciate you and adore you here. I've got to also bring to the line Nicole. Nicole is one of the producers as well, along with Noor Jahan. Nicole is out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
And good morning and welcome. Yes, I'm excited to talk with you. Absolutely. And the third angel, today it just depends on which order we go in. Most of the time we lead off with Katrina. Katrina is out of my other favorite Paris, Texas. Good morning, Katrina. Good morning. Let's see if we can wake up Katrina a little bit. Katrina, are you down there in Texas? Do we have to send the folks down to Paris?
Yes, good morning.
Okay, we're about to come and get you. So good morning. I'm going to do a Charlie thing. Good morning, angels.
Good morning,
Terry.
All right. Well, listen. I have to, right, Otto, isn't that how Charlie does it, the great John Forsythe? By the way, I have a John, would you guys like to hear my John Forsythe story real quickly?
This is
a good time to do it. I've got two connections to Charlie's Angels. One, you guys know, the actual singer, there was a theme song to Charlie's Angels. You guys have heard it. When the classic TV show comes on with the three ladies, you know, the police, the private detectives, they play a theme song. Mm-hmm. Well, that
right.
theme song on the TV show had no words to it. But in real life, there were words to the song, to the theme song.
Right.
And the singer of that was a beautiful, and she's still alive, is an amazing singer. And she did an interview with our show right here on the Hair Radio show. And she talks about singing the theme song. But let me tell you the truth. The theme song is so jazzy that I don't think that back in the 70s television was ready for such soulful rendition, in my personal opinion. But she's an incredible artist, and she sang the theme. So we'll get that on for you one day. That's one of my connections.
Great.
With, so that's really cool. And she says how Cheryl Ladd wanted to take over and sing the song. So we'll talk about that another time. But the other connection is that when I worked in the airlines, of course, we had Diane Carroll, who had checked her luggage in on my airline at Newark Airport, and she missed her flight. So she had her little personal address book in there. And I took a look. We had to look through, the luggage, and it was her personal pocketbook, if you will, that she had. I don't think it was her pocketbook, but like a carry bag. And in there was her address book. And can you guys believe this? Who do you think was listed but John Forsythe? And so I was going to give him a call on the phone. I probably would have been fired immediately from the airline. But he was there. There were so many folks. One little tidbit, she had a personal picture of, and this time she was married to Vic Damone, who was a singer. And she had a personal picture of, you'll never guess, Sidney Poitier. So there you go.
Wow.
That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
That's the guy. I can take a lie detector test. That's the God's honest truth. So back to you guys, the angels. What exactly has this meant to you? Noor, what has it meant to you to be part of this whole thing at Hair Radio? And what do you want to, give us a big old happy 700th today? What do you want to say?
Absolutely. Happy 700th episode, Carrie Hines and the Hair Radio Morning Show crew.
Thank you. Thank you. That means a lot, Noor. And you've been a big part of it. Do you remember your first time calling in and chatting with us on the air?
I do. I don't remember what month it was. It was a while back, but I know you were in show number 5-something.
Oh, really? We were back over 100 episodes ago? Wow.
Over 100.
That says a lot by itself. Wow. That's amazing. And Katrina, what about yourself? What do you say about this whole experience? Is it what you thought it would be?
It's more than what I thought it was going to be. It's very exciting, and it's just, I'm glad to be a part of it and glad to be here.
Well, listen, we appreciate all that you're doing. And, Nicole, we got to get you on. So, Nicole, what do you say about all of this? Has it been a surprise to be so involved and, you know, doing so many shows? And can you believe over 100 have passed just like in a blink?
I know. First, let me say congratulations on your 700th episode. And
thank you.
Wow, yes. Time has just gone by so fast. It's been an amazing opportunity. I want to thank you for being such an amazing mentor and friend and just helping us all along this journey. We have learned so much and just appreciate you so much. But, yes, our time has gone by so fast, and it's just an amazing ride, and we just thank you.
Oh, well, you're very much welcome, and I appreciate that. And you guys, I just want you all to know that I have taken very seriously my commitment to doing what we're doing, as you guys can figure out by now. And we're just really, like at the very top of the show today, we did a cold opening with Statewide Chip, and he was saying that we're just kind of getting started. You know, there's a lot more to come. And there really is, you know, so I'm just so grateful. And I'm most happy that we have a connection with Michael and the Angels, Michael's Angels, who are going to be doing a lot more. We haven't even rolled out what station on this network will be and what it's all going to happen as things unfold here. As you guys may have heard earlier, Otto, I don't know if you heard, you were on early, Otto. Otto was on point. 6 o'clock this morning. I think we kicked off this morning. Yes. Go right ahead. Go ahead and jump in. If you got something, please, this is a good time to do it.
Oh, I personally would like to thank the Angels. Girls, it's great to talk to you and listen to you. And Michael, what you do as the producers, keeping the vets relevant, you know, that they're not forgotten.
He
and
does.
I find my, and it's so true, you know, what your formula, it's all about the vets. And I can't thank you enough.
Wow.
I really appreciate it, girls, and Michael Hopkins especially.
Oh.
Well, we're going to call him Lady.
Thank you,
brother Otto.
Finally.
Yes. Good stuff.
Thank you, brother Otto.
Mm-hmm. See, Otto's always looking out for everybody. Hey, I don't know if you guys heard. I want to thank our new commercial, Shanta, who came to us by way of Mr. Otto as well. She's the one you heard, her new product, which I had a chance to check out, Organic Love Collection. So you'll be hearing a lot more from that right here.
Right.
Yeah, across our network. It's the middle show, so I have to thank everybody. I mean, first, I got to thank the fans. These are folks who have been with me, Queen Treece. You guys hear her shout out all throughout every broadcast she shut it down so much. I really don't put on a whole lot of other folks too much. But I love that Queen Treece has been featured right here on our broadcast. So many fans who tune in, my family and friends who, you know, a lot of my siblings have been on the show. You guys know my brother, my oldest brother, Dr. Leroy Hines, who was on our show. He's a trained economist and incredibly intelligent person, as you guys have heard. So he'll be coming back to the airwaves. I don't think he's been on so much since you guys have been on, the Angels and Michael, but he'll be back with us very soon. And so I've been pushing him to come back on. And, of course, Wayne Smith, all these incredible folks, the former mayor. You know, for me just to know mayors and all these incredible people, not just one, quite a few, and others and singers and people I listened to as a child or younger or, you know, people have won Grammys. I mean, how many people can say they talked to Grammy Award winners and Tony Award winners?
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Not too many.
Right? Not too many. Yep. Not too many. So
too
I'm
many.
Just excited, right? And folks that
mm-hmm.
We have a connection with so many people, like Mary was saying, Mary Reed Johnson was saying about that game where 6 degrees of separation, where you connect with so many. And it is so
yes.
very true. So I have to say, we've just done a whole lot here. And I'm just grateful. Like I said, we're just getting started. Many folks are aware that I have an amazing connection. I'm shouting out Upscale Magazine. They are going to be on this show. So we're going to get them on probably in the next couple of days, if not early next week. They'll be joining us right
yes.
here for brand new episodes. Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit about my connection with Upscale. Many of you guys know that I'm producing their 24-hour network. We're working on all that and so much more. We're just getting started. Now, I'm hitting the road. You guys have seen a lot of the postings on social media. I will be
yes.
out on tour, literally, in different cities. I want to go to every little town in America and hopefully overseas. They've
oh.
already, I'm shouting out the Canadians. They already, if you saw my posting, they've asked me to come up to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
They've also asked, yeah, some other folks have asked to come out to their city. So that's what I want to do. I want to, and of course, Ghana. I have to shout out Ebenezer. He's been asking me to come to Ghana for years. So I
wow.
have to get over there. And that's a definite. That hasn't even, it's not even off, you know, that's one of the top places I have to get to. And, of course, Nigeria. I have some great fans in Nigeria as well in Australia. Catherine Rondebel is there in Australia. She's been with me live on the air. I sat across from Catherine on her trip to America. So a lot of folks who have supported me. You guys know we've talked to, if you really are somebody, listen, you know, I've had some great memories. One of my favorite memories that I remember that probably means a lot, I remember at the Showboat Hotel. This was in 2019 when and the Showboat Hotel, for you guys don't have an idea what that is in Atlantic City, New Jersey, it's a big, big, big live casino. And so they moved out the casino, and it's a big hotel now. So I had a big, big theater show there with people, you know, bar and vendors and all kinds of things. And mm-hmm. in my suite, I had a big suite that kind of wrapped around the building. I mean, it's the truth. You don't have to tell it. And so in my suite, we had a big VIP party, and there was a DJ. And when I looked around the room, I had all the luminaries. I had Madam C.J. Walker's great-great-granddaughter. She was over mm-hmm. Alelia. She was over at my bar inside my suite. And then over, mm-hmm. she was fixing the food. Condor Rotnick, you guys know him from out. He's also a legendary hairstylist. He was over at the table. They were playing, sitting around, chatting with also Darius Peace, natural stylist out of the South. And I had so many folks who had come there. And I said, my God, this is only going to happen once in my lifetime, where so many incredible folks. And then I had my sisters and brothers who were there, and my brother who I just lost in September was there as well, and supporting my efforts. And that has to be one, in addition to taking a moment at that same event to welcome the teenagers who were students in cosmetology and introducing them personally to Madam Walker's great-great-granddaughter. So that's one. Those are some of the events and things that I'll never forget. And plus, trust me, there have been many things that have happened. So I just want to say there's more to come, right? There's more to come. So
mm-hmm.
Michael Hopkins, Angels, 8:30, you guys, right? Actually,
right.
8:20.
Yes.
8:20 this morning, guys. So, you know, so definitely it's a very special Vet Talk radio show. You don't want to miss it. Coming up in about 20 minutes or so. So I'm going to have you guys to stand by. And
okay.
And I just want to thank you, all of the angels, Katrina, Nora Nicole, outstanding job. We're going to hear a lot more from you in the near future. And Michael Hopkins, Michael Hopkins, who's the official host of the Vet Talk radio show. He'll be with us in about 20 minutes or so. He'll be back with the Angels and all of them for their episode. So, Michael, Angels, thank you guys so much. Appreciate your efforts this morning.
Oh, sure.
Right.
Anytime. From down here in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Spotsylvania. Boy, okay. Well, we're shouting out all of that. I'm going to just, Otto, I'm going to throw it to you. Otto, take us to the break this morning, Brother Otto.
Thank you, Kerry. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston, Tony Terry, and of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful, and moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp. And very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and, moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media. Where business is just starting out, so I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. Awesome. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
Organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
All right, folks, we are back live, of course. We are live this morning, so all kind of stuff is going on. I want to say thank you to everybody. I've just been enjoying it. I really have. It has really been quite an enjoyable broadcast. And again, we started this morning with so many different things, and we've had a lot of moving parts and as I said, a whole bunch to unpack. But it gets no better than this next gentleman who's going to kind of bring us up to speed. You first heard him this morning. He was on. This is the first one on our show today who's making two appearances. Okay, I'm going to bring to the line, he's a stalwart in the hair and beauty industry. How Mr. Eugene Davis got on my radar are those amazing product reviews that he's done for the internet and different manufacturers and all of that, and being a legendary stylist, especially during your heyday in the 90s. I'm going to bring back to the line Eugene Davis for his follow-up appearance today. You've got me, you've got Otto. Eugene Davis, welcome back to the broadcast this morning. Good morning, and happy 700.
Good morning, Terry. Good morning, Otto. Thank you guys for having me on the show this morning.
Yeah.
I just want to congratulate you for 007, 700 episodes.
Yeah.
You know, that's backwards, 007. And just for being a positive force in the change in the hair and just in the industry of podcast and for the industry in radio, you have set the standard and everyone else has to come up to your mark.
Wow. Thank you so much. That means a lot. I take that as high praise. I really do.
Absolutely.
It has been just an amazing journey. As you guys know, we're on it. My alarm goes off. When you start seeing those posts flying around on social media, especially if you guys follow my Carrie Hines page at Facebook or follow us on Twitter, you guys know that those posts start going there, and I have to take it easy on you sometimes to say, hold it, let me save this for tomorrow. Because I thought about it. You know, Eugene, I have to say, I do so many postings to promote the different people who are on the show, to promote ourselves. But one of my favorite things, like I did a posting early this morning that just gives the lineup of what to hear on both networks, on our live network. Like right now we're on Blog Talk. You saw that, right? That we're on Blog Talk Radio from 6 to 9 live. And then at 9 o'clock, our streaming network takes over, which plays a lot of recent stuff. And so and just trying to keep all that clear. So that is produced, and those things take a lot to produce. All that coordination and creating graphics and recording voiceovers and music and all that stuff. So it's a lot. It's
Very
a lot.
Awesome.
But thank you for it.
Yeah,
really,
oh, no,
I have,
because it has paid off, and we can see the fruit of your labor. You know what I mean? And I appreciate that.
Oh, we're back at you. And I have to say, Eugene, you know, like Otto, you guys have recently come to the network and all of that, and even Michael and I go back about 100 shows. And I've got to say, for you, this means a lot having you on the show. It really does. I love how you communicate. I love your style. You know, it just reminds me, if I were a hairstylist, I'd be Eugene Davis. So that says a lot. Is that not nice?
Thank you. And
absolutely.
Thank you for being a force in the community and being unapologetic. For the information and the guests and the people that you bring on, because it's so relevant and so important that our communities understand. And when I say communities, it's just not African-American, it's not Italian, it's not Polish, it's not Irish, just the hair community, and just having them understand and bringing on experts and people who can break down things so that they can understand.
Exactly.
And even like Bet Talk Radio, oh my God, Michael Hopkins and his angels are amazing. You know what I mean?
Aren't they?
Just the information. Yeah. I'm not even a vet, but I get it. You know what I mean? It's so important that I can pass that on or have someone that I know in my community or my family listen to them also.
Exactly. And I love it. They're coming up today, by the way, at 8:20. So you guys will get a chance to hear them. Yeah, so it is, and the VET stands for veterans, let me be clear, because they know I have a little doggy. They may think I'm talking about a veterinarian. No, we're talking about Michael Hopkins and the VET Talk Radio, yes, for veterans. No, I am so excited, but you know what I'm also excited about? I'm excited about conversations in hair. And and let me just say, because Eugene, like I said, you're the only guest we've had today who's made a couple of appearances, right, Otto? Didn't we? We were listening early.
Oh yeah, Eugene, Otto. I would like to thank you. I love your conversations in hair and how soothing you are with the alopecia, because it's a personal journey in my own family with my daughter.
Oh.
So I wanted to thank you for your content and your knowledge, and I always enjoy your show and continue to listen, and I learn so much from you, Eugene. Thank you for your contributions.
Well, thank you, Otto. I appreciate that. And you know what? My philosophy is always each one teach one. If I have knowledge that I can share, I'm always going to share it. And Terry has given me the opportunity, and I love, Otto, too, your input into all the things that you have done with Kerry. And I think this is a great team, and I think this is a great show, and I think that more people need to tune in, because it is something that's informative and something that will help grow all communities.
I love it. Eugene, you go ahead with your bad self. All right, Eugene Davis. EugeneDavis.hair is his website, not .com, .hair. So go to www.EugeneDavis.hair, and you can find out a whole bunch about Eugene. Plus, right here, from time to time, Eugene checks in with us on Tuesdays. Usually his time is about 7:30. So today was a very special guest appearance on the show. So we're going to have a whole bunch of conversations on hair. So speaking of which, let me just ask you, Eugene, what are some of the things, what are some of the good elements? What makes doing a good product review? How do you do that? Because I was telling some of the other hairstylist friends in this business, I said, Eugene Davis does amazing hair product reviews. How does that come together? And how do I get a product reviewed? Not me, but one of our stylists wants to know, how do they get a product reviewed by the great Eugene Davis? Tell us about that.
Well, okay, well, Carrie and Otto, you know what, for me, it's all about, I put God first in my spirit. And in that place, I can see 1,000 reviews, but connectivity to something I see goes, oh, wait a minute, they're talking about something different. Oh, okay, this is interesting. And then I do my research. So right now, my focus is on clean beauty. With clean beauty, and my focus is alopecia. How can we find products, or how can I talk about products that are good for the scalp, that are good for follicle growth, that are good for maintaining a healthy hair state? So I'm looking into the science of it when it comes to microbiomes, and when it comes to ingredients that are organically sourced, not synthetic, not parabens, not sulfate, but things that are good for the hair. So when I make a post, I have done my research. I have gone through and asked questions from the company. Why do you say paraben here? What kind of parabens are you using? Okay, parabens are bad. Then that's not what I'm going to tell people to purchase. So
exactly.
It comes down to me understanding and believing in what my spirit tells me to say. Because sometimes I wake up and it might say microbiome. It might say synthetics. And I start researching.
Right.
And from there, I come up with I find out who's giving things that are going to be soul care, things that are going to be self-care, things that are going to be hair care, things that are just going to benefit and help the woman or man who's trying to look for products that will enhance and reduce the aging process. Because I am now 54, and I'm looking for things to keep my skin youthful. And people always ask me, am I hair youthful? They go, no, you're not 54. I'm like, yes, I am. It's only researching products, and I'm researching how to keep, you know, we want to feel on the outside how we feel on the inside.
Absolutely.
So it's very
important. Well, you're doing a great job. Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you, Kelly. So that's my process. So when I post, believe me, when I talk, I've done the homework because I want to share the information on how to keep your hair, your skin, your nails, you know, what makeup to use, what not to use. You know, I just recently posted something with Elements about computers. I know, sit in front of computers all the time. Did we know that blue light decreases our ability to fight aging? I had no clue.
No. Right. No,
so
I did this product.
And I was like, oh, my God, yeah, I'll use it.
Wow.
I'm going to block all this radiation coming at my face.
Yeah, that's right.
So that is my process, if that makes
sense.
Well,
I love it. No, I love what you're saying. In fact, what's so funny is that, you know, we're doing the same work. We're in the same space. Our job is to educate and inform, and that's what you're doing. And I love that. That's why I thought you'd be a great fit for this show, and you have knocked it out of the box. You've knocked it out of the park. That's why we love having you on the broadcast. It's a wonderful addition to the broadcast. And so today I'm like, hold it, we got to get Eugene back on for a live piece this morning because he's just been incredible. And I want to talk a little bit about your first. I know we only have a couple minutes. But I want to talk about today. I love that you had a guest on. If you guys missed the early part of this broadcast, you want to go back and take a listen. We're going to be on at noon and 3 again on our streaming network over at www.hairradio.com. That's HAIradio.com. We're going to play this show back twice today at noon and 3. So if you missed it, because you had a gentleman on, Mr. Daryl Thompson, who killed it in my book as a stylist.
Yeah.
And you guys were, and Otto was talking about alopecia. You were talking about traction alopecia, you know, my favorite alopecia, if you will. I say it like that.
Yes, I knew that.
Yes, that is my favorite alopecia. And I'll tell you all, we have so many things to talk about with that. But I like I think in your piece earlier today, and Otto, you might want to weigh in because you might have heard it too. But I think it was your stylist, Daryl Thompson, your guest, who had brought up about African-American women, this being one of the things that they deal with most. And I was like, ding, 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 ding. I was in shock that I believe he said it or he's, but I was shocked that that point was brought out because largely – the traction alopecia is associated with women of color. I mean, but anybody can suffer from it. But it's largely in the African-American community, but it's so rarely talked about on that level. So I just wanted to kind of bring that to the forefront of all of this. And, you know, what can I say? So great job. Again, Eugene, outstanding. EugeneDavis.hair. Great job with Daryl Thompson this morning, and you guys have to listen back to that. So
yeah,
show number 700.
Can I say one thing to you?
Yes, please.
I want to go to Ghana. No, I'm joking.
Oh, Ghana.
I heard you mention the tour in Ghana, so I just want to put it out there.
Okay, well, I'm glad you mentioned it because Kabina Ebenezer has been trying to get back on our show for a long, long time. And he just loves us so much over in Africa. Ghana, Accra is West Africa. And
that's it.
I just love
it
so much. Yes, I love it. When I was in Paris, France, I had a chance to meet a lot of folks who are from like Senegal and all of that.
Yeah,
we have fans from up in the northern part. In Egypt, we've got fans in South Africa and Johannesburg and all of that, and over on the east side in Kenya and everywhere across the diaspora of Africa. So I just thank you. Thank you for getting me to remember all that stuff, Eugene Davis. So you'll be back with us hopefully soon. Now, Eugene, what are you going to bring to us next? What soon? When are you coming back? And or do we have to just keep tuning in on Tuesday mornings at 7:30?
Well, you know, I'm going to bring some more stuff. I have a great collaboration with Restore Beauty, which is Tracy Madry, and she's a trichologist. So I just want to take up the conversation just a little bit more into the science of why there is hair loss and what's going on in the scalp. So I'll bring her on board. And also, I just want to keep the conversation going about healthy hair, healthy scalp. It's so important in our community because we have, for so long, neglected the fact that we have done damage with just generational practice.
We have. Well, Eugene, we'll see you back here next time on this broadcast. Thank you. You've been outstanding
today. Thank you,
Terry. Awesome
Thank you, Otto.
You got it.
Great show.
All right.
Great show, Eugene. Great show. Thank you for all you do.
All right. Again, happy 700th episode.
Thank you. All right. You got it.
All right.
Thank you. Time for Vet Talk.
God bless you.
I have always wanted to do a broadcast with a panel of incredible women. Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and being a radio program producer, it's always intrigued me to create and motivated me to create programming that I most wanted to see or hear. And that's what we set out to do at my company, Hair Radio. And way back in my mind over the years, and from time to time it would gnaw at me. Being inspired by shows like The View and The Talk and so many other shows out there that feature these panel of women talking about things that mattered most in their lives. A show that could really speak to just about everybody. And not the argumentary type of, you know, things that we see on television typically with women, no turning of the tables and, you know, just shouting across the room and tearing down one another and that kind of thing. And we'll always try to control the crosstalk, of course, but you know, just being able to relate to each other, drawing upon our strengths as folks and people, but primarily having the women to do this on the air. And so when I started working with Michael Hopkins of the Vet Talk Radio Show and Michael's producers, Katrina and Noor Nicole, who I found to be incredibly different. I've worked with, I'm in the hair and beauty industry, so I've worked with a lot of incredible women over the years. And they fit right into my network and our production values and schedules and what we were looking to do. So I kind of tucked it in the back of my mind that one day, I would be able to put together a broadcast that I could share with the world and talk about the things that matter to you. Whether you really, you know, you don't have to be a lady to enjoy the show, but I think that the show is going to speak to so many things, everything from hair and beauty still, but more so to lifestyle issues and things that you want to talk about. And also, most importantly, is that each of these incredible women, Michael's Angels as you know them, each one has their own platform, and by platform I mean purpose, that they are passionate about. And so I am excited to bring Michael's Angels live to the airwaves with Michael's Angels live with Katrina, who is incredible, Nicole, who is incredible, and Noor, who is incredible. And of course, we will have the irrepressible Michael Hopkins as well as myself. I'll be around too. But I'm just grateful that they have all agreed to this new journey. And so I am excited to tell you all about it and tell you so much more. And I want you to definitely come along for the ride. So let this just be the beginning of something great. Again, I'm Carrie Hines.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins. Executive producer Carrie Hines and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
All right. It is Tuesday morning, and it is 8:30 a.m. Eastern, 7:30 Central. It's time for Michael Hopkins and the entire panel, Michael's Angels panel, of course. Michael, good morning. Must welcome you to this very, very special day here on Vet Talk Radio Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Carrie. Good morning from beautiful Spotsylvania. A little cloudy, yes. But yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Well, happy Tuesday to you. Of course, it's April 19th of 2022. And just real excited to be here. As you know, all show this morning, we've been celebrating our 700th live episode on the network of Hair Radio. So we're going to continue that thematic celebration this morning on Vet Talk. But first, I know you have some things you want to get to. We'll have the Angels on, Michael's Angels panel, of course, a little later in the broadcast. But first, I remember this incredible topic last week that was really had a big significance, things that the veterans just didn't know. So you're doing it's a second part to this. And let's have you tell everybody all about it. Michael Hopkins.
Yes, Carrie Hines. We had such an overwhelming response to this. So we just thought we would just bring it on back as part two, and it's the very special hidden veterans benefits. We just said we'd just bring it on back. And
wow, I loved it.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's just – and here's one of the benefits that a lot of people look at, but they may not understand it. And as veterans, we actually have – burial benefits as veterans. The VA has set up some things so that if a veteran wants to get buried in one of the national cemeteries around the country, that veteran can get buried.
Wow.
Now, there is a ton of paperwork you have to do, and a lot of the veterans don't really know about, but there are some organizations, and I think what we'll do, Carrie, is have everybody go to our website at hairradio.com.
Yes.
And we can list
and the Vet
a lot
Talk
of
Radio
those,
tab, by the way. Yes, click on
right.
the Vet Talk Radio
right.
tab at the top. Thank you for that, Michael.
Right. And what we'll do, Carrie, we'll just list a lot of things because I would be here for an hour just talking about all the things.
Well,
yeah, we don't have that kind of time.
That's what you talked about a little bit in the previous show, and I just fell out about the forums. And
yep.
But real critical information, but I love how you jumped in with the burial talk, guys.
Oh,
but
yeah.
This is important to know. This is important
right.
for the folks to know.
Wow. Very important to know. I just had a friend of mine that went through this, and I mean, she had an inch thick worth of forms just to bury her husband. He was an Army veteran.
Wow.
And I went to the funeral, beautiful funeral. Soldiers were there. They gave him his salute. They folded his flag. They, sorry for your loss, man. I mean, it is so beautiful. And as a veteran, you deserve this. You served your country. And this is your country's final goodbye to you. Very
wow.
deserving.
Wow. Well, I'm so glad that you brought this up.
because folks, we kind of have a clue that maybe they might do something, or we, you know, but it, what it sounds like to me is that you got to find out about it early on, you know, preparation process of some sort.
Right, right. Absolutely, Carrie Hines, absolutely. Now, let's move it on along, and believe it or not, Carrie Hines, when we go to the VA hospital as veterans, or we go to an outreach center as veterans, we're actually supposed to get beneficiary travel. We actually are supposed to get paid mileage as a reimbursement for us going to the hospital or to the outreach center. Or if the VA hospital sends us to a contracted out facility, we're actually supposed to get reimbursed. We're supposed to get a check from the government, from the VA, when we went to an appointment.
That is unbelievable.
Right. Last time I checked, most civilian doctors don't pay you gas miles to come to their I don't think so.
And we could use it, Michael.
Well, yeah, we could. We all could use it. And this is just a hidden gem. And believe it or not, Carrie, I didn't even know about this. And I've been going to the VA hospital for over 10 years. I didn't find out about this until about 3 years ago. And I have been going to, I've been going to the VA hospital. No one has ever told me about beneficiary travel. That's amazing, isn't it? So you can imagine.
I love it.
Yeah. Can't you imagine how many veterans are out there that's on our show now? And they have no idea they were entitled to this.
That is incredible.
And
wow.
Once again, Carrie Hines, once again, guess what you have to fill out?
A form, everybody. Let's say it together. Wow.
I tell you,
wow.
A form.
But it sounds like the form is worth it for this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, pretty much it's worth it. It is worth it. Now, here's another one. Benefit that a lot of vets don't know about. Depending upon the state that you live in, the state gives benefits to veterans, believe it or not. Even if it's something as simple as a fishing license that you as a veteran can get for free, or you can go to national parks. I mean, there are all kinds of benefits, and it depends upon the state that you live in. What benefits you're entitled to. There are some states like Florida, Texas, and quite a few others that, I mean, they treat a lot of veterans like royalty. They give them all kinds of benefits.
Wow. So it depends, man. Okay.
Yeah, it depends.
Wow.
It depends on the state. And that would be something, if I was a veteran out here listening to Vet Talk Radio here on the Hair Radio Network, I would be doing some research to see if I'm missing out on something.
So how about in your state, Michael, in the state of Virginia? In the state of VA?
In the state of Virginia, one of the things I love about them, I do not pay taxes on my house, which lowers my mortgage. So I'm not mad at them.
Wow.
It really does
matter which state you live in, so to speak.
Yes, it makes a big difference in my monthly budget. You know, to know that your mortgage is at a certain amount. And also, Carrie, my primary automobile, I don't pay taxes on it. Like, we have taxes that you pay on your automobiles here in houses and so forth in Virginia, you know, like most other places. I didn't have to worry about it. I mean, it got so bad, I called up there thinking I had forgot about it. I've had my vehicle almost a year since we've lived there, and I thought I forgot. I called up to the county office, and the lady up there says to me, she says, "No, we already took care of that, Mr. Hopkins, so you don't have to worry about that."
Wow. Can you just explain that feeling, Michael, for a moment to the fans of the show? How did that feel didn't you feel pride in serving the country in that moment?
Yes,
well,
it just, Carrie, it makes it all worth it when we go through this claims thing and we struggle and we get turned down and then we win some and you get to that 100% mark.
Yes.
Or the Hondo Club, as we call it. We call it the Hondo Club. And, and you know, it's like the gates of heaven, in a sense, open up for you because there's so much when you get there. And that's why I encourage all my veteran brothers and sisters, do whatever you can to get to 100%. And especially
the Hondo Club.
To the Hondo Club. Yep, if you can get to the Hondo Club, I mean, it's a proud moment. In your life as a veteran, it is a very proud moment.
Wow.
Now,
well, this is incredible, Michael. It really is. So just to remind everybody, you're talking about the hidden, I call it, like you said, the special hidden vet benefits today. Part two on this, I mean, it's great information. Nobody would ever think of these things. But why is it that maybe the veterans don't suspect these things to be out there? Why is it that they, you know, the veterans may not look for these things? And should they already be looking for these wonderful hidden or these wonderful benefits? Should they already be known is my point, Michael.
Well, a lot of times, Carrie, unfortunately, what happens is veterans, we struggle first to get into the system. As a veteran, to get into the healthcare system and, you know, the claim system, we struggle just to get into these things. Mm-hmm. And sometimes there are challenges to get into these things. And once you get into it, a lot of times, a lot of things are just not explained to us as veterans. It's as if somehow somebody forgot that we're veterans. And we're entitled to a lot of this stuff. It's like they forgot. You know, I've had buddies of mine that they're entitled to a cane. I mean, how simple is that? I watch them. I see how they walk. It's not looking too good. And they go out and buy a cane. And I tell them, no, no, no. You go to the VA hospital, they're supposed to issue you a cane. And then on top of that, they're supposed to teach you how to use the cane. That's part of the program here. That's part of the process. Just like the other things that we went over. These things are part of you being a veteran. You served your country. It's something that was earned. It wasn't given to you. It wasn't Tuesday, and they decided, hey, let's give these bunch of guys some benefits today. Sounds good. No, Congress and Senate, the president, people signed off on this stuff. So, I mean, it's so for real. And I'm just glad
the veterans must love you, Michael.
Veterans
love Michael Hopkins. Wow.
Yeah, and I'm going to keep spreading the word on all of these things that are related to veterans.
Wow.
Now, Carrie, I have another good one for you. You were in the air travel industry. And you know how much it costs to fly all over this great land of ours, or to fly around the world.
Right.
Yeah.
True.
Would you believe just recently, within the last presidential administration, there was a bill that was passed. Basically, if you're 100% permanent total, you can actually fly what we called it in the military, Space A available flights. You can literally go to a military air base that has.
And you said Space
flights.
A. That sounds like Space Available.
Yeah, Space Available. And you can literally put your bid in, and you can literally fly to just about any state in the United States of America or any territory. And
now, this is important for folks to know, Michael.
Yes, very important.
Yes,
It used to be that you had to be, like myself, 100%, like permanent and total, and also it had to be like medical related because a lot of the veterans agencies fought for it. They fought very hard for it. A lot of the major players in the veterans benefits. What wound up happening during this last administration, they fought so hard till the administration said, hey, it makes sense to us to have the spouse also to be allowed to fly with the veteran. First it was just the veteran. But it made logical sense, the spouse. And if you got, you know, family, like immediate family, it makes sense. It's the same thing we were doing when we were active duty personnel. It's just now our ID card say disabled American veteran on it, and it says in-def, or what we call it in-def. You as a civilian would call indefinite. Our cards don't expire when we're like 100%. We really don't have an expiration date on it until we expire.
Oh, Michael. Oh, goodness. Wow. Wow.
And your significant other gets to keep his or her card.
Man. Well, this is, I'm just still blown away. And because these are significant hidden gems, as you call them, just hidden benefits, just amazing. Who in the world would think burial type things that the veterans qualify for, beneficiary travel? Like, I would just never think of that. That's incredible.
Right. Incredible. And you know what else, Carrie?
What's that?
Going to the VA hospital, especially when you reach the 100% mark, how would you like to have free medical for the rest of your life?
I'd like it.
Where your copayment is zero.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that, Carrie? Your copayment is zero.
Cannot.
Zip. Nada. Goose egg.
Wow.
And, and like I tell these guys, you think you shouldn't fight for all of this stuff? You fought for your country. You sacrificed for your country. Now it's your turn. Free and free dental. Can you imagine free dental?
Wow.
Let me ask you this, Carrie. How much do you think a crown costs? If you had to get a crown right now from your dentist, how much do you think an average crown costs?
I'm going to think a lot. I really am.
Yeah,
Michael.
I'm going with that theory.
Yeah.
$2,000 to $3,000 easily.
That's what I kind of figured.
Yeah,
so,
I've had,
Michael, with all of this that's out there, you say dentists and all of this free medical, I'd be running. So is it just that, like I said earlier, is it just that the veterans may not believe that these things are out there? Or is it that they may feel that, you know, they're not available to them? So what's going on here? Why is there such a disconnect between all these beautiful benefits and what the veterans actually know about?
And you know, also too, Carrie, and I'm glad you brought that up. Also too, a lot of times with veterans, we don't think we're qualified for a lot of this stuff. We used to call it in the military barracks lawyers or the rumor mill. You know, we have all kinds of things we call it in the military. It doesn't matter what branch you're in. We always call it something. And in essence, it comes down to this. I'm another GI, and because Joe Blow over here, he's another vet too, and he told me they didn't give it to him because he didn't qualify. So a lot of veterans think, well, wow, I mean, Joe, if he didn't qualify, I mean, shoot, he got all kinds of things going on. Guess I don't qualify either. And that's what happened.
Wow.
Well, you know, Carrie, another sad thing, sometimes family members can discourage you from filing, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
It's sad, but it's true.
Sad.
I ran into that. You know, my daddy, he applied for it and he didn't get it. So what makes you think you're going to get it? And then a lot of vets don't apply. And it's sad.
So is it possible for the why? I mean, I get that maybe they think that that's the case, but so it sounds to me like that there are a lot of things the veterans may not be aware of in terms of why somebody else might have been qualified or just not qualified or whatever for that, that they may not be aware of, and they just assume that it's the same exact scenario or situation for them, and it may be something else or totally different. So they should, definitely pursue this. It's something to pursue no matter what is the outcome for somebody else.
Quite true. Quite true. I encourage every veteran out here, I don't care if you got turned down 20 times for filing claims. All you have to do is find out why you got turned down. They always tell you in the decision letters why you got turned down. That's how you fix it. You find out why you got turned down, and then you do what it says in the letter. But unfortunately, Carrie Hines, a lot of the veterans don't know that. A lot of the people that call themselves helping veterans, sometimes they have issues in those areas where they don't tell people to go search a little deeper, to go in a little harder. You know, it's like being in a mine and you're trying to dig diamonds in the mine. You don't dig but so far, and then you quit. Well, I didn't find any diamonds, or you found a couple and then there was nothing there. You don't do that. You have to keep going with this benefits process because there are just tons of benefits out here for us as veterans. Would you believe, Carrie, when you go to the VA hospital, you can get valet parking?
Oh, Michael, hold it. You're kidding me.
I kid you not.
How did please explain that?
You pull up in your car in the line,
right,
and a valet comes out and parks your car for you. They drop you off right in front of the VA. You know, if you have an impediment that stops you from walking or whatever the case may be, literally. You know how much it costs you to have valet parking?
Right. Wow. Well, you know what I'm thinking,
enough.
Michael, is I hope the tip is included. Oh, man. Man, wow. That's incredible as well. I love these because a lot of these benefits to me sound like they are, who would ever suspect them to be out there? Like you're just not even going to think that they're out there, and they are. And so
right.
I love this because it shows that, because you can feel like, I can imagine that folks might feel like from time to time, maybe you're not the top priority in the eyes, perhaps, of some in the country, but we love it and appreciate. So listen, Michael Hopkins, I just have to say this is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful news. And these, I hope you continue to bring us some of these benefits as we kind of go along here, each week
and
things.
I sure will, Karen. I sure will, because there are just so many benefits. I discover new stuff every day when I do my research for the Vet Talk Radio Show.
Yes.
Monday through Friday, I do research for the show, and I'm discovering all kinds of benefits. And I have some new things that are going to be in the mix, some new shows that are just going to just blow everybody away. Benefits and good stuff.
Awesome. Well, listen, Michael, we are going to continue this. We have quite a bit to unpack today on your show. So I want to take a moment to just continue, some of the wonderful work that you are doing, just to remind everybody of that and also talk a little bit with your producers. We're talking about, of course, Nicole, Katrina, and Noor. So let's bring them on the line to help us to continue all of this and talk a little bit about the celebration that's going on today on this Tuesday morning, and that's April 19th. Good morning. I'm going to say Michael's Angels. Good morning again, Noor Jahan, Katrina, Nicole. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning to everybody. And we're talking, of course, about the big 700th show today of the network. And every week on the Hair, well, on my show, the Hair Radio Morning Show, we talk not just with Michael and you guys, but we remind our listeners over there. And Michael, you guys come on the show and talk a little bit about what's coming up on Vet Talk each Tuesday, of course. What has this meant to you, being part of this whole process? Katrina, let's lead in with you. What is this whole thing and helping us to celebrate today, and it being the 32nd show for Vet Talk Radio, but the 700th broadcast wheel for the Hair Radio Network? What comes to mind?
Well, it comes to mind is, first and foremost, it's exciting to be able to help others learn about all the different benefits comes with everything with being a veteran, but it helps me learn more as well to be able to help my family and even understand what all the veterans go through, because there's a lot of them who won't even go through the process because they don't want to deal with it. But I believe after they hear everything that our brother Michael talks about, they might go on and go through the process and try and get the claims in order to get the help and the money that they deserve for being out there fighting for us in our country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're going to turn to Nicole. Nicole, what do you say? And what how do you build on this? You guys are off to an incredible start. And being on our network, you have an instant audience in addition to the amazing veterans that we're saluting every single broadcast right here. What comes to your mind? What do you want to add to that?
I would just like to add that it is definitely an amazing opportunity to educate. We're being educated, as well as the fans, the listeners, veterans, civilians, just everyone that is listening is able to be educated about so much important information that changes the lives of the veterans and their families. It's so much information that people do not know. And we are just an awesome platform to just spread that information and educate people so their lives can be changed and their families.
Wow. Well, it all starts right here. It really does. Noor Jahan, it's your turn. And when we check in with you, you always have some insight as well. So what would you like to tell everybody today on these? I call it a very auspicious occasion, of course. What would you like to say?
Well, I would like to say the same thing, you know, that Nicole and Katrina said as far as how we're helping people with information that we didn't know. And I'm sitting here writing down some people that's on my mind that I can even share this with, you know, starting with my two sisters. One was in the Army, one was in the Navy, and they probably don't know about this. So they're going to be the first two people that I definitely make sure that they don't give up on trying to get their benefits. You know, because I think that's what's going on, is that it was so complicated that they didn't want to go ahead and go through it. But knowing, like Michael said, even if you got denied 20 times, keep trying. So it's very important for people to just know that these benefits are out there. And like Nicole said, we have a platform to share with so many veterans and their families that nobody should be left in the dark after this show.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I just want to say thank you as well for helping me to be part of this incredible experience. It really is. And like you guys said, and Noor, this has been incredible to, like, we're all getting educated on this. And it also, when I see folks out there and I see a veteran, it just warms my heart even more to know that we're making this effort on their behalf. So, Michael, I have to turn back to you, sir. I really do. I have to turn back to you. You know how you always say, give us your tagline at the end of each episode. So, of course, I'm going to come to you for that. And then before we get there, though, I just want to remind the folks today that right after today's show, right after today at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central, folks, we want you to go over to our website at www.hairadio.com, hairradio.com. Again, it's with one R in the middle. It's pronounced Hair Radio, but there's just one R. And what we're going to do, we're going to play some of, we have quite a bit. We've got a surprise for you over there, too, but we will have some great things on the Vet Talk, from the Vet Talk show, that you probably have not heard or may have missed or might want to hear again. So you don't want to miss it, coming up right after today's live edition of the Vet Talk radio show. So good stuff. Well, on the celebration, can we get a congratulations from you guys? This is big.
Oh, yes.
Congratulations. 100%.
Congratulations.
Oh, definitely. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And we'll be talking soon. We've got some surprises, and we'll be talking about what's next for the Angels as well. So on that note, Michael, I'm going to turn it over to you for that incredible tagline that you always share with us each week. And again, we just love the veterans. We support them and all that you do and your work. Michael Hopkins. So, Michael,
take
it away.
It's all about the vets.
It's all about the vets. All right. Well, listen, it is always a pleasure to work with you, Michael. Great job. And what the Angels are doing, everybody's just in, you know, doing a game work. So thank you again. We'll see you back here for the next installment of Vet Talk Radio. Michael, I'm going to go ahead and get the outro for the Vet Talk Radio show started. We'll see you back here real soon. Thank you again for doing the work that you're doing. It means a lot.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Kerry Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1